Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, and you're going to be glad you're here, too, because, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special treat right now for you on this show, as he has been now for almost 14 years. I'm not sure he appears anywhere else in the world these days. President Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. President Lincoln, welcome back and happy birthday.
And thank you very much. And you're quite right. I try not to forget my friends.
Well, we appreciate that, Mr. President. And the 16th President, we got the current president is 44, the 44th president. So a lot of time has elapsed since you were the president, Mr. Lincoln. And yesterday was your, I believe it was your 203rd birthday. So we're happy birthday on that occasion. Thank you for being part of our day. I wanted to ask you, I want you to draw some parallels, if you don't mind, during our visit, between how things were in your day as president, as a politician, and how things are today. You know, when people look around and they look at what's going on right now, they think, wow, I wish we were back to the good old days when there wasn't so much acrimony among politicians. That's actually pretty funny, isn't it, Mr. Lincoln?
Well, it was pretty acrimonious when I was running for president, as you well know.
Right.
And so there are some parallels, and actually I think disturbing parallels, because the rhetoric became so heated, you know what it led to.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think we should not, as I look at the current situation, we should not think that we can just say anything, think anything, and believe it's all going to turn out well, because it turned out well before, because we have to remember that it didn't turn out well.
Right.
In 1860. It turned a devastating experience that almost destroyed our country. So
Without your leadership, probably would have rent our country asunder, but not permanently. Thanks to your leadership, President Lincoln.
And as far as my leadership, there were a good many people that wanted to get rid of me. As you know, I barely, in fact, as I approached the second term, and was running for re-election, it was widely believed up until the last 2 or 3 months that I was certain to be defeated, and had it not been for some last-minute victories, and eventually people thought, well, maybe we will give him another chance.
Mm-hmm.
I found it's almost in certain defeat.
What about the relationship between, you spoke about this relationship between opposing parties and their,
yes,
and how they should ultimately be toward each other in your first inaugural address.
I certainly did. You know, Jim, I think that we tend to forget how fragile and sometimes how vulnerable a democracy is. My predecessor, John Adams, said all republics eventually commit suicide. That is, they divide into factions and split apart. And so when I was elected in November, in those days you didn't get inaugurated until March, so there was this long period in between.
Mm-hmm.
When the nation was just falling apart, and so whenever I came to defend to discuss my own presidency in the first inaugural, if I might, let me just tell you, I think I remember what I said at the close of
that
presentation.
I said,
"We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely as they will be, by the better angels of our nature.
That,
you see, I predicted that we would eventually be touched by the better angels of our nature, and that has happened, and I'm so happy and pleased, hopeful that it happened.
Did you write those words, President Lincoln? Are those your words?
Yes.
Thank you now, for those words. Now, I want to stop for a second, Mr. President Lincoln. That those words, touched by the better angels of our nature, are the most beautiful, some of the most beautiful words ever written. And I've been invoking those words in the last few years whenever I could to talk about civility, to talk about humanity, how humans should feel about humanity, how we should feel about each other. And I have to say that I just want to thank you for those words. They're beautiful.
I thank you for that. And I truly do believe that. In fact, I believe that what separates politicians from statesmen is whether they appeal to the better angels of our nature instead of appealing to our fears and hatreds and prejudices.
Well, see, and you're talking about the tipping point from politician to leader.
From
elected representative to patriot to statesman. And what do we have to do to have a lot of people, and I'm one of them, are concerned that the concept of a statesman, the concept of leadership in Washington is long since passed. What do you think?
Well, I think that there's some awfully good people in Washington, so there always have been, and I think there always will be. But I think that a politician can get elected by appealing to what's bad in us. All of us can respond that way.
Like the negative campaign
fears, the fears and prejudices and distrust. And to hear some politicians talk about their opponents, you would think that they believe the other politician is not an American.
Right.
Is not loyal,
and you
not
get that
as
from
patriotic
both, you get that
as
from both parties.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. And it's an easy way to get elected, and that is to appeal to not the better angels, but to our fears.
Right.
And so the statesman has to appeal to our generosity, to our hopes, to our willingness to live and let live, to our understanding that a person may disagree with us, but they're still a good person.
President Lincoln, until next time, happy birthday. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see you then. Thanks for your leadership.
I do thank you.
President Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. After this message, we're going to be right back with Dr. Gene Greisman. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.